You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 301. And on today's show, we're going to talk about staying flexible, building a business. And we'll also talk about our Monday mantra and what's been going on with the show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Ulmer. I'm thrilled to be bringing this show to you. And I apologize that I have been vacant for the last 2 weeks. I have been MIA, missing in action from the show, but trust me, I have not been taking any bit of a time off from my business, which is exciting. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on. We're going to talk about staying flexible and today's mantra for now. Now, I want to encourage you, if you are struggling at all in your business, I want you to join me in Direct Sales Bootcamp. 30 days, 30 minutes a day, and we're going to whip you into shape. And summer is coming, so this is the best time to join us and really get your business in gear. Get yourself set up on the track for success for these summer months that are looming, especially for those of you going on vacation, for those of you with children who are getting out of school for the summer, and you're trying to figure out what the heck are you going to do? How are you going to build your business? Join me at directsalesbootcamp.com. And let's get your business off to the next level. All right, first let's start with today's mantra. I want you to take a deep breath in and release it, and another one and release it. And I want you to repeat this mantra. I stay focused on my true desire. I stay focused on my true desire. I want you to write that down. I want you to put it in your screensaver so that it pops up on your phone, that every time you turn it on or whatever, it pops up this week to remind you of what you're working toward. Go to WordSwag or Canva, create a cool photo with it on there. I stay focused on my true desire, and post it out on social media. Let people know you're working on it. Tag me in it if you do that. Send me a tweet at Jackie Ulmer. Do any of those things. I would love to know that that is what you are working on. Okay, so that is the mantra, and that came to me actually for last week's mantra, which I never got the show recorded for a number of reasons, which leads me to my next topic, which is what the heck has been going on with the show? Well, you're probably not listening to this on iTunes, or if you're listening to this on iTunes, you're not listening to it on the day that it was launched, because I've been removed from the iTunes player for the time being, the iTunes store. And the reason is I've been struggling with my feed. Now, this sounds really technical, and it is, and I don't fully understand it, but I've been struggling with my feed, and it's been unstable. This is off my website, JackieAlmer.com. I've been having some outages. I've been having a lot of challenges, and I'm working with the tech people over at my hosting company, trying to get all that worked out and working to get my show back into iTunes. But when the feed is unstable for a while, they kick you out. Now, this leads me to staying flexible in your business and staying focused on what your true desire is. My podcast is one of my primary lead sources and one of my primary marketing tools for my whole business. And iTunes, of course, makes up a huge part of that. My show's been going for over 4 years. I have a lot of reviews, a lot of ratings, and I don't know if those are going to be there when my show gets back into iTunes. In fact, as of this recording, I'm not 100% positive when it's going to be back in iTunes, but I'm about to hire an independent person to go in and fix my feeds, do what needs to be done, and advise me so that I don't run into this again. So hopefully you have the Stitcher app or you're listening to this on Google Play or whatever it is, but I am not in the iTunes store right now. Now, what does this mean about business and how does this work for you? Well, you know what? It lends itself to everything that happens in life and in business. Stuff happens, right? It absolutely happens, and we have to stay flexible. And that's where the mantra comes in. I stay focused on my true desire. I woke up on, I think it was Thursday morning. I don't remember. No, it was earlier than that. I woke up to the notification that my feed was unstable, that my website was down, that I was having issues. I've been dealing with that on and off for the last month. But this past week, I got the notification from iTunes that my site was removed. So of course, you know, I got that sick feeling in your stomach, like, oh my gosh, seriously, one of my biggest marketing channels. Then I got that second sick feeling that was, oh my gosh, this is technical. And while a lot of people think I'm technical, I'm really not. I'm a great marketing person. I'm very committed to learning as much tech as I can. But I am a marketing person, and I know just enough tech to get me out there, and I know when to throw my hands up and cry for help when I need it. And right now, I'm crying for help. I've got a bunch of different people working on this for me, with me, helping me try to troubleshoot this. But I woke up and I thought, all right, I have a really busy day today in my life and in my business, and I do not have the time right now to commit to trying to figure this out. So I just had to take a deep breath and practice my mantra. I stay focused on my true desire and just keep going about my day. Well, then trying to fix my feed myself, I messed up my website and it looked really hokey for about 24 hours. And you may have seen it while it was looking hokey. And you know what? That's okay. I still decided that looking a little hokey was better than it not being out there at all. So I want this to be a reminder to you that you don't have to get it perfect. You just have to get it out there. You just have to get it out there. So don't let those little things bog you down. You're going to find your right audience. You're going to have your right tribe show up in your business. Well, I managed to get the website stuff fixed myself. I put in some troubleshooting tickets with the theme developer for WordPress. I put in a support ticket with my web hosting company. I raised my hand everywhere I could and said, help me fix this. And I actually managed to fix it myself when I got out onto Google and went into my theme support, which is why I always tell people, don't use a free theme on WordPress. I use StudioPress. I love them. They're great for support. And I was able to actually fix it myself. So that's a good thing. So again, coming back to staying flexible also means being forward thinking and being willing to work yourself out of the challenges that you have. Everything is figure outable about your home business, whether it's scripting language that you need to talk to people, whether it's how to generate leads for yourself, whether it's how to manage social media, how to put up a blog, whether it's any of that, everything that you need is available to you and you can figure it out. Now, it certainly helps to have those people that you can call on for backup and to get you help, but it comes back to that question, what's your true desired result? What is it that you're working for in your life and in your business? And what are you passionate about? And when you have that passion and you know what your true desire is, you absolutely have to get tunnel vision. You have to get tunnel vision. You have to develop tunnel vision that stops you from wanting to throw in the towel when iTunes kicks you out of their store, when your website goes down, when your website is up but it looks really hokey because of something that you've done, when you're not as techie as you think you are, when you get a speaking gig, which I recently had and none of the technology worked, which meant I didn't have a keynote, I didn't have my PowerPoint, and I had to wing it off of chicken notes that I scratched out on a piece of paper. And I nailed it, and I got another speaking gig from that. When you're passionate and when you know what your true desired result is, you will figure out a way to overcome any challenges, any obstacles, and you absolutely will get yourself there. Now, for me, I've been going through a lot of business shifts lately, a lot of business shifts, not ships. And it's very exciting to me. And I want you to focus on your business and what shifts may be showing up for you and how you are adept and adapted to making changes. It was probably 1998. I can see the book on the shelf, but I'd have to pause this to get up to look at it. But it was about 1998, I believe, when I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Could have been somewhere between 96 and 98. And that made a huge shift for me. Shortly after that, I read The Cash Flow Quadrant, his book on business and types of businesses. That made another huge shift for me. The first shift with Rich Dad, Poor Dad was I knew I was in the right place with network marketing and the skill sets that I was learning and the business that I was building. Cash Flow Quadrant, between the two books, opened up my mind that network marketing was going to be a launch pad for me for other things. I am passionate about multiple streams of income. You can probably hear it in my voice. Since 1999, I've really been hanging my flag about multiple streams of income. That doesn't necessarily mean multiple network marketing companies, but multiple ways to use the internet, to use social media as an avenue to put you out there to build multiple streams of income. Now, you've probably heard me saying, I'm working with a lot of real estate agents and solopreneurs these days, and you're going to find my podcast shifting a little, my website, all of it shifting to incorporate not just network marketing and direct sales, but certainly much more on social media because you know that's my passion, much more on being a solopreneur because really and truly, the skill sets that you need to build a real estate business, to build any solopreneur business, or to build a network marketing direct sales party plan business are basically the same. You need to have your mindset right. You need to have your scripting language in place and know how you're going to contact people. And you need to know how to generate leads on your own. And if you're smart, you also will make it a requirement in your own life to master social media as a tool to create awareness for your brand and generate those leads. Here's the interesting thing. I don't care what kind of business you're in. I don't care whether you're a life coach, whether you're a network marketing business, building a jewelry company, a nutritional company, energy drinks, tea, skincare, makeup, candles, greeting cards. It doesn't matter what your business is. It doesn't matter if you're building a real estate business. Here is the cold, hard truth. You cannot build a successful business solely on the backs of your family and friends. At some point, you're going to have to move beyond that to find those people who are right for what you're offering. Think about real estate. If you're in network marketing, think about real estate. Okay, there's a lot fewer people in any given time on somebody's warm market list that's ready to sell their home and that even live in the area where a real estate agent could sell their home. So keep that in mind. And the internet has changed everything for real estate agents. Everything. And I'm working on a training program now with them. I'm working with agents right now in a training platform, and I'm developing a product around that. And if you think this is something you might be interested in working with me on, go to workwithjackie.com. Fill out the form in its entirety. I'm not looking for tire kickers. I'm looking for those people who are serious and interested. We will have a conversation by phone, and I will share with you what I'm working on, what I'm doing, and how it's going to fit into my direct sales and network marketing business, as well as social media and generating multiple streams of income, if that's something that you're interested in. So again, go to workwithjackie.com. If you're happy in a company and you're set on network marketing and set on all that and following a smooth path, fantastic. Stay with it. Absolutely stay with it, because you're in the right place. But if you're at that point where you're not sure, you're looking for something more, I would love to have that conversation with you. Now, one of the other things that's taken me out of the game is I've been working with a very specific group of people on my Street Smart Networker program. Go to streetsmartnetworker.com. As I already mentioned, one of the key skill sets that everyone in any kind of business has to have is that ability to know how to generate an ongoing source of leads. And networking events are the first and fastest way that you want to learn and master. I'm going to teach it to you straight. I'm going to teach you how I've been building leads, how I've been making sales, and how I came around to building this new product and working with real estate agents the way that I am. And it all started with going to networking events, knowing the language to reach out to people, knowing who to have one-on-ones with, how to get my business in front of more people, and how to build referral partners for my business. Remember, not everyone you meet is going to be right and perfect for your business, especially when you first meet them, and that's okay. But if you do things correctly, if you put yourself out there as a professional and you build a connection with them, you could easily find that they could become a referral partner for you and your products and services. Okay, are you with a great nutritional line? That person may not be interested in joining your business. They may not be interested in trying your product, but you can paint a picture for them of who do you know who's getting married? For goodness sakes, it's May. Okay, some of these people are planning weddings. People are always planning weddings. People want to lose weight. Whatever it is, think about what your product line is. Do you have skincare? Think about weddings. Whatever it is, you can look at all the different things that go on throughout the calendar year, and you can almost always come up with a theme for how your product line might fit with that. Start planning your next networking event and how you're going to talk to people about it. Now, if you live in a small community, you still want to know about this program because you're still going to be networking with people everywhere you go. Everywhere you go offline, you're going to be networking with people. So even if you live in a small community that doesn't have networking events, I did that for 12 years. Okay, when I lived in Lake Arrowhead, California for 12 years, I built my business all online, didn't leave my house, but I developed the networking skills online. And StreetSmartNetworker.com is going to teach you those same networking skills that you use offline, how to convert those online. Okay, that's an important part of it. Facebook Messenger, texting, all of that plays a role in it, and you do those things the exact same way online that you do them offline. So a lot of things going on this show. I hope to be back in iTunes this week. I appreciate your time and patience as I've been pulling out my hair trying to deal with some of these techie issues and have not gotten the podcast recorded. I appreciate your patience if my website's been going up and down. I'm working with my hosting company on that. And I appreciate if you're open to maybe exploring a partnership together by going to workwithjackie.com or getting coached on how to generate leads for your business through streetsmartnetworker.com. Okay, so remember our mantra, I stay focused on my true desire. So again, repeat after me. I stay focused on my true desire. When you can take a deep breath and repeat that anytime you're running into challenges, I promise you great things will show up. Breathing is such a key part of eliminating stress from your life. And I practice it a lot over the last couple of weeks. I promise you, I practiced it a whole lot. I would take a deep breath in and I would visualize exactly what I'm working toward. And I would remind myself that I must stay flexible. And as long as I stay focused on my true desire, I'm going to arrive at my destination. Now, I've been working with a mastermind group every Monday for 2 hours. I do a Zoom call with four other amazing women. We're all working on different projects and different things, but we mastermind together. We each take a turn in the hot seat. We run ideas by each other, taglines and lead magnets and all different types of things. So get in a mastermind if you haven't. That's really powerful. Be open to business shifts that come your way. And remember that whatever you're doing might be a springboard to take you on to bigger and better things. Go to workwithjackie.com if you want to learn more about partnering with me. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.